I don't think it's any secret that I write my homilies for the weekend. You might see me bring the red folder to the ambo and place it under the lectionary before Mass. You might notice the opening of the folder before the homily begins. You might hear the movement of pages through the microphone if the church is really quiet during the homily. I write my homilies for Sundays because, for a number of reasons, it works well for me. And one of the things that writing the homily allows me to do is to be very careful about the selection of words. Now, we all know how important it is to choose our words carefully. We do that with Valentine's Day cards. We choose our words carefully for letters and emails we write. We need to choose our words carefully for social media posts. And we hope that public officials and church officials would choose their words carefully too. We can at least pray for that. Words are so important. And there's one word from Jesus that draws our attention today. Luke tells us about the sermon that Jesus gives on the plain on a stretch of level ground. This happens shortly after Jesus selects 12 from among those who follow him and names them apostles. Jesus brings the 12 apostles with him to give this sermon on the plain to a large crowd of disciples and to many other people who have come to listen. And what does Jesus say? Blessed are you. Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, who are weeping. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they denounce you on account of the Son of Man. Honestly, I really, really liked the word blessed. It's all those things that follow it that I don't really like. Blessed is an interesting word. We think of it as something happy or congratulations. And on one level, blessed might be something like that. But blessed is more than happy. Blessed is more than congratulations. When one of the prophets of the Old Testament or the Psalms or Jesus called something blessed, that means that in this place, in this person, in this circumstance, we will encounter the living God. When something or someone is called blessed, it means here we can meet God. Here is where God will meet us. Hunger and thirst, weeping and being criticized and unwanted are not happy things, but they are blessed. Hunger and thirst, weeping and being criticized and unwanted are things that we can experience almost every day. And if we don't experience them every day, we know what it is to experience them. We know what it is as a people of life to be excluded from some public discussions. We know what it is as a people of faith to be unwelcome in certain places. We know what it is as a pilgrim people seeking a better life to be denounced and terrorized and have our human dignity forgotten. We know what it is to hunger and thirst for justice and righteousness and to have our pleas unanswered. We know these things and we live them. And yet Jesus calls them blessed. Jesus calls them blessed because we meet some of these things every day. But when Jesus calls something or someone blessed, it means that here, in this moment, in this difficulty, in this place, in this person, God will meet us. And we will meet God. We do not have to go to the mountain in Jerusalem or the stretch of land at the base of the mountain to meet God. God meets us, and we meet God in the good moments and the bad moments of every day of our lives. We
are blessed.
And now Jesus invites us to the table where he calls us his friends. Blessed are we who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Amen.